Listening Library presents Nate the Great and the Stolen Base by Marjorie Wyman Sharmet. Read for you by John Lavelle. I, Nate the Great, am a detective. Sometimes I'm a baseball player. This morning I was a detective and a baseball player. My dog Sludge and I went to the field. I had to practice batting and running and fielding. I belong to a team, Rosamond's Rangers. Rosamond, Annie, Harry, Oliver, Esmeralda, Claude, Finley, and Pip belong too. They were at the field. Rosamond's four cats were there. They are the team's mascots. Annie's dog, Fang, was there. Fang is not on the team. He is not a mascot. Fang should have stayed home. Rosamond came up to me.
"We can't practice today," she said. "Somebody stole second base."
"We can get another second base," I said. I bent down and picked up a big stone.
"A stone for second base?" Rosamond said. "Not while I'm coach. Everybody uses stones. Rosamond's Rangers do not."
Rosamond is a strange coach. That was no surprise. Rosamond is a strange person. She said,
"When we play baseball, I bring first base. Oliver brings second base, and Annie brings third base."
Rosamond held up a large tuna fish can.
"Here's today's first base. Nobody stole it."
Annie held up a large dog bone.
"Here's today's third base," she said. "Nobody ate it."
Fang and Sludge sniffed. Oliver said,
"I was going to bring the same base I brought yesterday, but somebody stole it. It was the best."
I, Nate the Great, did not think Oliver's second base was the best. It was an octopus made of gloopy purple plastic. Oliver collects eels. He is saving up for a real octopus.
"We need a detective to find my second base," he said.
"Make another octopus," I said. Oliver was mad.
"You think it's easy to make these long, curling arms?" he said. "Besides, that was my good luck octopus."
"Very well. I, Nate the Great, will take the case." I knew what Oliver's octopus looked like. It had eight long, curling arms. It looked oozy and slimy. "Where do you keep your octopus?" I asked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?